and have a good day.
Now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Tuesday, the beautiful Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn. A gorgeous day from the get-go today. We had sunshine from the crack of dawn. It was chilly, and we were down to 30s, even here in the city of Butler, down to 37 degrees early this morning. But now we're approaching 70, and it's really quite nice out there. Gorgeous. It's open talk on the first portion of the program today. We'll have several guests with us later to talk about the Leadership Butler County Project for this year and how they've been raising funds for that. We have several guests from Leadership Butler County with us, along with Stan Kosciuszko, the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. But that's later on the program. First, it's open talk. 283-2525 is our number. 283-2525. We are getting ready to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the Normandy invasion during World War II, and many commentators thinking that this might be the last big anniversary for D-Day, 75 years after all. Most of the veterans, the U.S. veterans who participated in that invasion have now died if they're alive, they're in their 90s. 75 years. We're going to be doing a special program on D-Day this Friday. So I hope you can be with us for that. Meanwhile, there will be ceremonies in Normandy with many world leaders gathered day after tomorrow. Open talk. Let's get to the people straight away here without any further delay. Our phone number is 283-2525. 283-2525. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Nice to talk with you.
Okay. Hey, I am looking for some information, okay?
Okay.
I have five pieces of horse-drawn, old-fashioned cultivators, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am interested in selling them, and I need to find out who I need to get a hold of, or if there's anybody out there that would give me some kind of information as to, you know, who I could get a hold of. These are real old-fashioned pieces, and I had them in my yard for decorations, and I'm just, my health now will not let me move them in and out or anything like that. So if there's anybody out there that has any information, or if anybody wants to purchase these, my number is 724-482-2442, and ask for Gordon.
Are they, okay? Are they valuable? Hey, are these historical items or what?
Well, no, I think they're just old, you know, older pieces. I purchased them many years ago. I guess whenever I was young, we had some horses and that, and these are just horse-drawn cultivators and that. And like I said, I had them in my yard for decoration, and I thought maybe somebody else might want them. Or, I mean, I've called several antique dealers, and I never got any answer back. So these are antiques.
That's what I was going to suggest. Did you contact an antique dealer? Or maybe, I don't know, maybe a museum might be interested in them, too.
I don't know. Like I said, I called about a dozen different antique dealers, and I never got any calls back. So I don't know if there's no need for these, or if nobody, you know, I hate to junk them or anything, you know, for metal. But
We'll see. Maybe somebody knows something more about them, so they can give us a call.
I sure would appreciate it, Dave. And thank you very much for listening to me. Again, my number is 7.
Good to talk to you. 283-2525 is our number, 283-2525. Open talk here on the It's Your Turn program today. President Donald Trump is in the United Kingdom for a couple of days. He's making some other stops. He's going to fly tomorrow to Shannon, Ireland. He has a golf course over there. He's got golf courses in many parts of the world. He's going to be staying there, meet with the Irish Prime Minister, and then he's going to fly to France the next day for 75th anniversary D-Day ceremonies in Normandy. A lot of protesters in London today as the president was meeting with Prime Minister Theresa May, who is a lame duck for sure. I mean, she's going to be resigning in a couple of days, resigning as Prime Minister, and they'll have to be selecting a new one in Great Britain. Trump has been critical of Theresa May in the past. He is a big supporter of Brexit, the United Kingdom, Great Britain pulling out of the EU, the European Union. And I heard a quote from the president last night who said, he was talking about the UK, the United Kingdom, Great Britain being one of our staunchest allies, and they want their own identity. There's a lot of countries in the European Union who still have their own identity, France, Germany, many of them. I'm not quite sure what the president was talking about there. And it worries me to see a potential breakup of the European Union, especially as we mark an anniversary of World War II. You know, we had two world wars that started in Europe. And, you know, it's the hope of many people that with the European Union, that we could prevent that from happening in the future. Is Great Britain's withdrawal the sign of bad things to come for the European Union? I don't know. There was a scathing editorial piece in the USA Today newspaper about the president going to Normandy for ceremonies on Thursday, marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day. It was an opinion piece written by one of the opinion columnists for the USA Today, Ross Baker, who said that Trump's disrespect for John McCain and the POWs makes a mockery of his D-Day 75th anniversary trip. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it certainly saddens me that the president continues to harp on the late John McCain to the point where, the U.S. Navy, when the president was in Japan last week, confirming now that they had a request to try to make the ship named after John McCain invisible during the president's trip. That saddens me. And certainly his remarks, several years ago, saying that he didn't care for John McCain because he was a loser. He was a prisoner of war. That stirred the ire of a lot of individuals who had been POWs. You know, I don't know. But a mark of disrespect for the president to go to Normandy? I don't think so. I don't think so, as world leaders, especially from the allied countries, gather day after tomorrow in France. France, England, and the United States in particular, the key allies. I think it's good that the leaders gather there to mark this anniversary. What do you think? 283-2525 is our number. It's Open Talk. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Dave, I've been listening to you for a number of years.
Yes.
Surprising to hear of you kind of taking sides in politics. You've always been pretty neutral. but it seems like President Trump's kind of gotten to you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I just said I disagree with the editorial in the USA Today, saying that it was a sign of disrespect for him to go to Normandy. I don't think so.
Well, you also brought up McCain. McCain being a hero, I guess it depends on whether you're talking about his military life or whether his private life. He certainly wasn't a hero to his wife and four children when he met a woman 20 years his junior and left his wife and four kids for her. And even when he came home from being a prisoner of war, he took a job where he never saw those kids and his wife and traveled around with people like Joe Biden to Hawaii, and he was a liaison for the military. And I don't see how his daughter Megan can think that he's a hero, certainly not to his previous family. He was no hero.
Well, wait a minute. He was a prisoner of war for 5 years in Vietnam.
An admiral said he was Songbird Johnny.
What's that
mean? They felt that they got information from him that you could see in the development of the war afterwards, that only information that they got from people like John McCain were responsible for it. Admirals talking.
What sort of information would that have been?
Where they were bombing, when they were bombing, what type of planes they had. They called him a songbird.
Well, I don't know. Who did? I never heard of this before.
There's an admiral on record, Dave. An admiral on record.
Look, the guy was a POW for 5 years after his plane was shot down. How can you not call that being a hero, for goodness sakes?
He's a survivor. I don't know what a hero is. He's a survivor.
My goodness, I don't know. I would have to disagree with you pretty strongly on that, my friend.
Okay, one last thing. When you talk about the European Union,
yes, uh-huh.
that is completely economic. It's socialistic. It has nothing to do with our military treaties. They tell the countries in the European Union, the head of the EUs, what products they can come in based on climate change, how many immigrants they have to take into their countries. It's a form of socialism, and I can see why England wants to get out of it. They don't want to be told what to do. There's contractors and there's businesses that have had contracts to form business and bring in manufacturing where the EU has turned down because of their carbon footprint. It's ridiculous. I think most of them should get out of the European Union. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot. I guess you didn't want to hear what I'd say. I just think given two world wars in Europe in the last century, that it's kind of a neat idea to see so many of the European countries teaming up. I mean, it's not one country. They're still their individual countries, but, you know, they have a European Parliament. They meet. They talk with each other. 283-2525 is our number. It is Open Talk on the program today, 283-2525. Open Talk with the 75th anniversary of D-Day coming up. Boy, you just have to hearken back to 75 years ago and, you know, try to put yourself in the shoes of those American soldiers who were thousands and thousands and thousands of them who were staging in England. They were all local, and many of them had been there for several months getting ready for the invasion, and here they were about to head out. In fact, on this date, 75 years ago, June 4th, they thought it was going to be tomorrow because the original day for D-Day was June 5th. But then because of bad weather over the English Channel, Eisenhower made the decision to postpone it by a day, and they went on June 6th. But can you imagine the feelings knowing that, okay, here we go, you know, this is it. No more training, no more practice, this is it. Wow. Open Talk at 283-2525. Let's get back to the people here, see what they have to say today. Hi, caller. This is Dave Malarkey. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Hello, David.
Hi.
I really think they should have softened up that LZ before they went in in World War II. But I want to discuss immigration.
Yes, please.
I think that if Donald Trump, during his campaign, wouldn't have said he was going to build a fence and threatened to build a fence, that a lot of these women and children wouldn't be there. I agree that periodically over the years, bandits from South America cross that desert and come in. But I think anybody that thought they wanted to migrate to the United States wanted to be here before the fence was built. What's your thought?
So I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You think that even the threat of building a wall led to more people trying to get in? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
Well, I haven't thought about that, but that's...
Well, you see, these aren't bandits. These are families. They're trying to get in before the fence gets up. This whole scenario was caused by you-know-who.
Well, I think you might have to go back even further than that because, you know, we have realized that we need an upgrade of our immigration policy for many, 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 many years. But Congress has never been willing to bite the bullet and actually vote on it. I mean, there have been any number of plans that have been proposed, and Congress is just hemmed and hawed around. If I was going to be blaming anybody, I would blame Congress and past members of Congress.
Well, Congress didn't go out and say they were going to build a fence. Maybe if he would have been more coy with his plan, rather than tell the whole world he was going to build a fence, he might not have this dramatic a situation.
Well, that's a possibility, I guess, yeah.
Sure. I'm sitting there thinking, if I'm going to move my family, I better do it now before the fence is up.
I've heard some people say that, he wasn't really talking about an actual fence. I've heard people, that's not me saying that, I've heard people say that.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting me air this. Nobody ever says that.
No.
That he stimulated the movement by threatening a fence.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting point of view. Hey, thanks for sharing with us. Nice to talk with you today.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sure,
sir.
Sure. So long. 283-2525, our number, Open Talk here on the program today. 283-2525. One of our sponsors on It's Your Turn today is Butler Motor Tours. Butler Motor Tours. They've been taking folks from around here to places near and far for more than 75 years. There's still time for you to grab a seat on the trip on the Titusville Railroad coming up on June 15th. That's pretty soon, though. You'll have to scurry on that one. Check it out online at butlerbus.com, Butler Motor Tours. How about going on the Gateway Clipper for a fireworks cruise on the 4th of July? Thursday, the 4th of July. That would be interesting. Well, that's a trip. They're also going to see Noah's Ark and the Creation Museum in northern Kentucky in mid-July. That's a three-day trip down there. A Branson Summer Show Tour trip to Branson, Missouri, also in mid-July. How about this one? Proud to be an American. A trip to the Flight 93 Memorial, a one-day trip on July 25th. Have you been there? Down near Somerset? What a convenient way to go on one of the luxury coaches from Butler Motor Tours. Many other trips, too. Check out their website, butlerbus.com, for details on all the trips, the dates, the itinerary, the cost, and everything. That's online at butlerbus.com, butlerbus.com. Back with more Open Talk at 283-2525, right after these words.
Thinking about remodeling or refinancing your home? ArmCo Credit Union's new HELOC combines the flexibility of a traditional home equity line of credit with the low fixed rate of a home equity loan. Lock in different amounts, rates, and terms up to 20 years under one convenient loan agreement and monthly payment without the hassle of reapplying as your borrowing needs change. It's never been easier to join, so call or visit us at one of our locations or online at armcocu.com to become a member. ArmCo Credit Union is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by NCUA.
I had a question, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, from one of our listeners, and I'm not exactly sure how it came up. Obviously, we were talking about World War II, and I mentioned the World War II National Museum in New Orleans, and caller checked in and said, why is the National World War II Museum in New Orleans, of all places? Well, the answer is, New Orleans is the home to the so-called Higgins boat. Higgins boat, the landing craft that took U.S. soldiers to shore, not only at Normandy, but in every major amphibious assault in World War II. The Higgins boat, the landing craft. Everybody's seen the video, right? Of especially troops going into Omaha Beach on the landing craft. Well, there's the answer. The Higgins boat, home of the Higgins boat, New Orleans. Some 30,000 employees in Louisiana of Higgins Industries designed, built, and tested some 20,000 Higgins boats in southeastern Louisiana during the war. General Dwight Eisenhower once claimed that Higgins was the man who won the war for us. Andrew Jackson Higgins. So, that's the answer. Obviously, some folks who wanted to make sure that that was remembered decided to locate a World War II museum in New Orleans. I've not been there. I've talked to a couple of people who have, and they say it's pretty neat. Pretty neat. There's far more than just the Higgins boat. There's a lot of other stuff there about World War II. Well, we're going to see and hear a lot about it over the next couple of days with the 75th anniversary of Normandy, something that's a little bit different this year. They have had parachute drops over Normandy during several past years. I've seen it when President Ronald Reagan went there for the 50th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. But this year, they're gathering some of the troop ships, the C-47 aircraft, who carried the paratroopers over the English Channel. They're coming in from other parts of the world, including some from the United States, which have successfully made the trip across the Atlantic. And they're participating in a practice jump today. They have, the last I saw was about 300 paratroopers who have agreed to reenact this event. They're practicing in England today and then tomorrow, and on D-Day, they're going to load up, fly across the English Channel, and jump out over Normandy. How about that? And the organizers are saying this is probably going to be the last time that they ever do something like this, 75 years after all. And some of the planes, the C-47s, I've seen a couple of stories about the planes here in the United States where they had to, really fix them up and lube them up and make sure everything was ready to go, tighten things up before they even dared try to fly them back to England. But several of them have made it, and they'll be participating along with planes from many other parts of the world in the activities over the next couple of days. 75th anniversary of D-Day, day after tomorrow. And as I mentioned, we're going to be doing a special program on D-Day Friday of this week. We'll be talking about the whole story and the build-up and the invasion and everything else. So I hope you can be with us for that on Friday. Thursday, we have an Ask the Lawyer Day. Elizabeth Smith, attorney, will be with us. We'll be focusing particularly on Social Security issues on Thursday. And we'll be taking your calls if you have any. So hope you can be with us for that day after tomorrow on Ask the Lawyer. It's a periodic feature that we do here on It's Your Turn, cooperation with the Butler County Bar Association. Phone number is 283-2525. Open talk on the program today, 283-2525. How old is too old to be president of the United States? It's interesting. Right now, the front runners who will be candidates are all older folks. In fact, they're all in their 70s. Donald Trump, of course, running for re-election. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden. Yeah, all in their 70s. Is that too old to be president? Too old to run for president? I don't think so. Some do. Let's go back to the folks. Hi, caller. This is Dave. Go right ahead. It's your turn.
Total change of subject.
Quite all right.
Eli Wallach was the other fellow that played in Baby Doll with Carole Baker.
Oh, we were talking about that several days ago, weren't we?
Yes, you were.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Okay, thanks very much. Yeah, Eli Wallach, Carl Malden. Eli Wallach and Carl Malden were the two leading men in Baby Doll. I had never seen that film until a couple of years ago when it turned up on Turner Classic Movies. Made, I do believe, in the 1950s. I don't recall the date right now off the top of my head. But fascinating film, to be honest with you. Black and white. Yeah, that's the great thing about Turner Classic Movies, huh? The chance to see movies from, you know, years and years and years ago that you'd otherwise never get to see. And without commercials, too. Carole Baker played the character Baby Doll, and Carl Malden and Eli Wallach. I think we have time for one more call on this segment of It's Your Turn. Hi there, this is Dave. Go right ahead, it's your turn.
I think that they should pass a bill stating that a person cannot run after the age of 65 for president.
You think
I really think the three that are 70 or in their 70s are really too old. I wouldn't vote for any one of the three.
Well, it's actually four, because Donald Trump is in his 70s, too.
Yeah. Trump and Biden and Sanders?
Yeah, Bernie Sanders, and also Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, who's running.
Oh, I didn't realize that she was, that old.
Yeah, she's in her 70s.
You have to be, 35 to run for president? I mean, they have, you can't be, really young.
Mm-hmm.
To run for president. I wonder why when they passed that, they didn't think about, the older going to the other side of the...
Well, you got to realize that was a long, long time ago,
Well, yeah, that's true.
And the average age was a long, long time ago. I mean, that's why when Social Security was approved... back in the days of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, that's why they selected 65 as the the age that you could start receiving Social Security.
People weren't living as long as they are now.
Not too many people lived past 65 back in those days. So
yeah, that's true. Changing the subject.
Yes.
I think President Trump would be that he should not be so nasty about people. He talks about, look how he treated McCain, for instance. And then the other day, he was supposed to have made a nasty remark about Harry's wife. What's her name, Meghan?
Meghan Markle.
Anyway, yeah. And, I was taught, if you can't say something nice about somebody, you just don't say anything. You don't, you shouldn't cut people down and be nasty about people. And I think he should start practicing something like that.
Well, that's kind of the way that President Trump operates. If you look at it over the past several years, even before he was elected,
he says one thing one day and the opposite the next day. But he can get away with it because he's president.
Thank you for the call. Yes, good to talk with you. Thanks. We will take a break, and we'll meet our guest coming up on the next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR, back in just a couple of minutes.
I'm Dr. Robert Waltrip, a shoulder specialist at Tri Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers. New technology has revolutionized shoulder replacement surgery and allows precise placement of components to optimize patient outcomes. I was one of the first surgeons in the region to incorporate innovative three-dimensional computer planning software in shoulder replacement surgery. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, please visit tririversmsk.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
For more than 130 years, the name Concordia has meant quality care. Today, Concordia Visiting Nurses has provided high-quality, skilled nursing and a variety of therapy services to people in and around our community. Concordia Visiting Nurses is here to foster your recovery right in your own home. If you're in need of home health care, choose Concordia Visiting Nurses. Call toll-free at 1-877-352-6200.
Summer foods have arrived at Michael's Restaurant, just in time for your trip to picnic at Moraine or for dinner after a day at the park. Michael's is a great place to celebrate with a graduation dinner or hold a party in their private room. And Jeep Fest time is almost here, so Michael's Restaurant will have great Jeep specials for all the Jeepers who arrive in Butler.
Back next segment of It's Your Turn here on WISR. Several guests join us here in the studio, including the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce, Stan Kosciuszko. Stan,
oh,
good to
I
see you.
I feel like I'm a family member, not a guest.
Well, you have many of your family members here with you.
Three of my kids.
Yeah. All part of the leadership Butler County class of this
yeah,
year?
Yeah, they're going to graduate. You know how the kids do. You bring them up, you raise them, you feed them, you clothe them, you train them, and then they graduate and take off.
Well, let's say hello to them. Jordan Grady is here from the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources. Jordan, good to see you again.
Good to see you as well, Dave. Thank you.
Seth Prentice is from Armstrong. Good to see you again, my friend.
Same here, sir. Thank you for having me.
It was a few weeks ago you were here. We chatted.
Yeah, it wasn't that far back in March.
And Elizabeth Short from the Butler YWCA. Elizabeth, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Dave.
So let me ask Elizabeth, first of all, if you're about to graduate, obviously you're wrapping up your project, I guess, huh?
We are. We're getting very close to wrapping up. It's a really exciting project for Glade Run Adventures.
What are you doing down there?
So Glade Run Adventures is a very innovative and experiential program run by Glade Run Lutheran Services.
Mm-hmm.
It is a program that services over 300 children a year. Children with mental and physical challenges, including children on the autism spectrum. And they provide a real wide variety of programs. But the project that we're focusing on is for their equine programs. And there's two within that category.
Horses we're talking about.
Yes,
here,
we're
right?
talking about horses. Okay. Yes, yes. But, you know, I try to be proper when I can, I suppose. The first one is therapeutic riding lessons, and the second is their equine-assisted learning. But basically, they have some really incredible facilities there. They have two riding arenas, and they're quite large. One of them is 100 by 60, and the other is 70 by 40. And because of the incredible use that these facilities get, the riding surface has really deteriorated.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their horses are actually on stall rest to prevent any further injury to the tendons and ligaments for the horses. And the surfacing really needs to be improved. So our project is to resurface those areas and to improve the literal foundation that these programs are delivered.
Are these facilities, are they near Zillionopal? Is that where they're located?
They are. They're right in Zillionopal.
Are they indoors or outdoors?
The two riding arenas are covered. The barn has 17 stalls that open into the arena, and they have a second covered arena on the facility. But there's so much more there. I would encourage anyone who's not familiar with it to check it out.
How do you resurface? What do you use to resurface these things?
Oh my goodness!
Does that mean it's like AstroTurf or something like that?
It's not AstroTurf. It's very there's a very specific surfacing you need to use for horses to protect their joints and their legs. And I'm not even going to guess and tell you what kind it is.
There are specific companies that do just that. They do the surfacing for stalls. And so they got bids from four different companies, and they researched those companies. And the company that they chose is one that sort of specializes for nonprofit type organizations. And so what that company does is they allow the nonprofit organization to bring in workers and assist them to do the project. The other ones, it had to be 100% their workers, their labor. But this company that they've contracted with, the leadership group has contracted with through Glade Run, they're allowing them to come in, and they will monitor them to do the stalls. They're actually going to repaint a lot of the stalls, new wood, replace the wood. So it's a very specialized company that does that.
Yeah. I use the term AstroTurf. That's actually a brand name. You know, that's like calling cellophane tape Scotch tape.
They guarantee these surfaces to last, what, 25 years?
25 years, yeah.
So it will be done for 25 years. It'll be under a really nice legacy for the leadership group. So,
how did you raise, Jordan, how did you raise the money for all of this? Must be pretty expensive, I would guess, huh?
Yeah, that was definitely a daunting task. We had our murder mystery dinner, which is something the leadership classes do year in and year out.
Mm-hmm. How'd it go? Good?
It was a great show. The actors, that group, they're from Pittsburgh, I believe. They do a wonderful job. Food is always great. Atrium's a beautiful venue. And our class was very active, and we collaborated well. We didn't have hardly any issues at all. So it was a great night.
Yeah, they raised over $12,000 that one night.
Really?
At that one dinner. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
Is there still more funds needed, Seth, to cover the cost?
Yeah,
as much as they can get, right, Seth?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I won't stop until, you know, September hits when we graduate, but right now we're at $23,000 out of the $29,000 we need.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a couple ways to finish out that money that we need, and that's kind of why we're here today, because we have two unique opportunities that the public can get involved with if they'd like.
Well, gosh, tell us, what's the first one?
The first one's going to be the first ever cornhole tournament at Michelle Creel Memorial Field at Historic Pullman Park.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it Toss Where the Champions Have Played.
That's very nice.
Right? Yeah. So we will be hosting that on Saturday, August 24th. At 11 a.m. down at Pullman Park, and it's going to be a wonderful day. Teams can come out at $60 a team, and individuals can come out and spectate for $20. Everyone gets a t-shirt, food, drinks, and just a great day, and such a gorgeous ballpark as well.
It really is.
Do you register on the day, or do you register in advance?
So we are accepting pre-registration through the Butler Chamber, but we're also accepting registration there on the day of. Pre-registration guarantees a t-shirt for you. Coming the day of will be a little hit or miss based on sizes and availability.
Have you ever tried this sport, Seth, yourself?
I actually have hosted five of these tournaments in the past.
Oh, really?
Yes, and they've all been great successes. Anyone can play. You can bring your kids to play, and we make it a family fun event as well.
I have tried it, cornhole, with limited success, I must tell you. I was at a graduation party, and they had it set up informally, you know, for the guests. And I had never done it before, and I watched some of the younger kids doing this, and it looked pretty easy. So I tried. It's not easy.
Adult beverages can make it easier for you.
That's true. That's true.
The edge off.
It's not easy, but it's fun. It's something anybody can do.
Yeah,
and it's become extremely popular. Heck, it's even on TV. I guess there's professional cornhole people.
There are, and Vegas actually has a national tournament for not only the U.S., but also for the world.
I saw it. I was on ESPN or something, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was on the Ocho.
You would know.
Yes, Armstrong. I would.
that would be channel 184 or 185, yes. If you have Armstrong HD, as I do.
Yeah, a lot of these teams, they're, you know, they're the boards that they, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, they're customized. Mm-hmm. You know, you can see them. There's a gentleman out on 422 that sells them, and they're Penn State, Steelers.
Really?
Yeah, Pitt. I mean, they're beautiful. They're painted just.
Well, a lot of folks buy these for home use, or they take them to. You know, like before a Steeler game, I set them up in the parking lot. I've been down there and seen them playing around.
And it's a cheap event, and the best part is all proceeds are going to go right back to Glade Random Ventures.
There you go.
So we can do this. It takes little work to put together, and it's truly one of those activities that you don't have to be really good at to come out and just support the event.
Or you could just watch.
Right. You can just watch and enjoy and see something that's never been done in a baseball stadium.
So you also have another activity or another event coming up?
We do, and I'm actually going to let Elizabeth talk about it only because this has been her her baby that she's really seen to the success that we've had.
I'll push that microphone over there a little bit closer to Elizabeth.
Sure. So another way that organizations can support our project this year is by sponsoring a horse stall at Glade Run. And there are 17 horse stalls at Glade Run, and an organization with a donation of $1,000 can sponsor a stall. And this is really an investment in the program and our project, but really it's an investment in the 300 youth that Glade Run serves every year. So with that donation, an organization will get a personalized plaque that will be placed inside the stall. Their name is going to be listed on all the project marketing, and they'll also be invited to, once we're all complete with our hard work, as Stan mentioned, a ribbon cutting event so they can enjoy the success and that in the project and see the great work that we've all been able to do together.
And how can anybody might be interested in a sponsorship, how do they get in touch with it? What do they do?
Yeah, they can contact the chamber. They can contact me at YWCA Butler. My email is eshort@ywcaofbutler.com. I'd be happy to talk with them or send them any materials that they need.
So any company that might be interested in doing that?
Absolutely, yes. eshort@ywcaofbutler.com or contact the Butler County Chamber.
It's fully tax deductible. Mm-hmm. We'll send them the W-9s and anything that they require for their accountants, but it's fully tax deductible. It's been well received so far, and I think that it's an excellent idea.
Is there any timetable yet on the resurfacing of the arenas?
We're well on our way. Our first work day is actually the last Saturday of June.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're getting there at 7 a.m. bright and early. We're bringing our tools, we're bringing our coffee, and we're getting ready to work.
You already going to work on this, Jordan?
Oh yeah, definitely. Boots on the ground, I guess.
Sounds like experience laying carpet might be handy.
We're going to figure it out one way or another. We'll be out there.
I would think that installing it in the stalls would be the easier of the two projects as opposed to the riding areas.
You know, I'm not so sure. They were showing us the stalls, and the mats they have in there are quite heavy. Yeah. We're also going to be replacing the mats in the 17 stalls. Those have deteriorated as well, and those need to be very flat because that's where the horses spend some of their time as well.
They sleep on them?
They do. They do.
I didn't know whether horses...
They sleep standing up. They sleep standing up.
I just was going to ask, because cows do not. You know, cows actually go down. Horses sleep standing up.
The important part is their shins. You know, if the surface is bad or if it's not regular, then they really hurt their shins. And that's what these couple of horses are on rest duty, because they hurt their shins. Mm-hmm. So. So I've learned more about horses than I ever really thought I would want to. But I, love the knowledge here.
Yeah. So
I went to school with a couple of kids who could sleep standing up. They were very good at it.
Yeah.
Sleep with their eyes open sometimes.
Yeah, how many lectures did we go through with sleeping?
Quite a few. Yeah, quite a few. So, obviously, then, you plan to have this project wrapped up in fairly short order, I guess. Huh?
I think our goal is to wrap it up by the end of the summer.
Mm-hmm. And then you would have your ribbon-cutting ceremonies sometime in the autumn?
I tell you what, the sooner the better. We're really excited to get this project completed for Glade Run Adventures.
We need to take a break, and we'll do that, and we'll come back and talk more with our guests here on the It's Your Turn program for a Tuesday, a beautiful Tuesday weather-wise. We'll be back right after these words.
Applewood Chiropractic has wellness plans designed to assist with treatment and preventative care and include 6 bioimpedance analyses per year to help with wellness and fitness goals. Plus, you'll receive discounts on services and supplements like laser therapy or hemp extract oil. And some insurance companies may even cover your wellness plan with unlimited fitness center use. For details, call 724-283-0518. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive in Butler.
In today's fast-paced world, our lives get a whole lot easier when we trust experts. We trust people who know what they're doing. And when it comes to shipping, I trust Goin Postal Butler. They're right off Newcastle Road on Shockey Lane, right behind King's and Villa Grande restaurants. It's easy, too. I just cruise on back, go say hello to the friendly folks inside, and they package my items for shipping. And that saves me a whole lot of time. From trying to wrap my item, trying to find the right size box or the bubble wrap or the mailing labels. With Goin Postal Butler, I know they provide quality service. They've got great prices. Most importantly, they are trustworthy. So I know that my package will go where I need it to go. That's Goin Postal Butler, 140 Shockey Lane in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex. Your friendly neighborhood shipping store, Goin Postal Butler. Chatting with the 3 members of the current leadership Butler County class with us here in the studio, Elizabeth Short, Seth Prentice, and Jordan Grady. Also here is Stan Kosciuszko, the president of the Butler County Chamber of Commerce. I want to make sure, Seth, that I got the information right on the cornhole tournament. This is going to be at historic Pullman Park, Michelle Crowfield.
Yes, it will be there on Saturday, August 24th. Registration will be at 11 a.m. We will start tossing at 12 p.m. First place winners will receive $800 in gift cards, and second place will win $400 in gift cards. So it will be almost winner take all.
These are pretty nice prizes. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so essentially you're coming to play, and it is truly playing for a great charity. But also at the same time, coming out and have a fun time and enjoy competing in a fun environment. But we also are doing something neat with this, where we're doing some sponsorships that Jordan has put together for us to make this an even better fundraiser for Glade Run Adventures.
What's the details on that, Jordan?
Yeah, so we have got the title sponsor for the event. It'll be the Butler Cubs Athletic and Social Association. And for those who aren't aware of what the Butler Cubs does, it's a gym, and they're in the process of renovating their cardio equipment and their weights equipment.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the process of adding group fitness classes, personal training classes, making updates to the amenities, the steam rooms, the tan beds, and the gymnasium. And I approached them about this because I think the program we're supporting at Glade Run Adventures, as well as the nature of a cornhole tournament, aligns perfectly with their mission. So we are very grateful that the Cubs have stepped up to sponsor this event. And we also have other sponsorships still available. We have a gold sponsorship, which is anything above $250. You get a large logo on the event t-shirt. You get 2 teams in the tournament itself. You get a company logo displayed all over our social media platforms, both the leadership platforms as well as the young professional social media platforms, and you get announced at the event as the gold sponsor at that level. We also have a silver sponsor level, which is $100 to $200 sponsorships. You get a smaller logo on the t-shirt, company name listed on all the platforms, both leadership and young professional pages. And you get an announcement at the event that you're a silver sponsor. And then we have a bronze level sponsorship, which is anything from 50 to 100. You get company name listed on a t-shirt. Same thing with the promotional on the platforms of both our leadership class and the young professionals, and also recognition at the event. But we will accept any contributions to that day to make sure that this becomes a great event and we get to where we need to get for Glade Run Adventures.
And just to make sure people are clear on this, Seth, you can enter as a team or you could just enter as an individual.
Yes, you could enter as an individual. You can enter as a team, but you can also just come and watch. So say if you're coming with a group of people and you don't feel like playing, well, you can come hang out, enjoy some great food, enjoy some beverages, and we will have some auction items there as well. I believe we do have a set of Pittsburgh Penguin tickets for the 2019-2020 season that we will also have available for people to take a chance to win.
Those are pretty valuable.
Yeah,
you know,
we have a great...
Because Penguin games, every game's a sellout.
That is, and you want to be a part of history making at the PPG Paints Arena.
Yeah, excellent, excellent.
And now somebody, if there's a business out there listening that wants to donate a gift card, just call my office and have that gift card sent down to us, or we'll come and pick it up. And then that'll go towards these prize packages, so they won't have to purchase the gift cards. So.
I hope it's a nice hot day on August 24th. Everybody feel like getting out and playing a little cornhole, huh?
And that's what we're trying to have it early in the day so the heat doesn't get too hot out there. We would like to have it under the lights, but that gives reason to have the second annual Pullman Park Toss.
Ah, okay. It's a man who thinks ahead, huh?
Yeah, he does.
It seems like fun to have the cornhole tournament at historic Pullman Park. Right. And the Pullman Park group was so amenable for them and so agreeable when they heard about the project. I mean, they just opened their doors to them, and they're helping with the food and beverages and everything. So it's just a nice community effort, real good shot for the first time. Let's make it a huge success. Let's have 100 teams out there.
I think it'd be great. Make it last all day long.
We need a countywide. It could be the countywide cornhole tournament of the century. You know?
We could make it a tri-state tournament.
We could be on
ESPN.
We will make it the tri-state next year.
Don't laugh about that. That's a real possibility.
Winner of this goes somewhere to the national qualifier on the Ocho.
Don't laugh. I actually filmed two cornhole tournaments, and one I aired on Super Bowl Sunday right at halftime, and I must have had 300 phone calls. Because,
really?
Yeah. People watch it.
I've watched it on ESPN.
Oh, well, there you go.
Those guys don't miss.
I'm guilty.
I have too. My relatives have tried to get me to play. It doesn't work. I'd rather sit in a lounge chair with a beer. But, yeah, Dave, I just want to reiterate how great this organization is, the leadership Butler County.
Please do. Yeah.
I mean, the Chamber is so proud to have started this 26 years ago. But each year, the classes just get more energy and more energy. They pick projects that are unbelievable. Last year it was for the unwed mothers, the children's trail one year, the home at Voice, the playground. I mean, they are making a lasting impact on Butler County. And the Chamber is proud to be developing leaders. This is our future. This is the future of Butler County. And I see my kids, as you know, I call them my kids. They call me Grandpa now because I'm a little older. But I see them on boards. I'm on the United Way board, and I see them there. The CDC, they're on the CDC board. They're on every board. They're on the YWCA board now, I mean, helping Elizabeth. So they're out there in the community, and they're doing what we hope we would instill in our children. If I had children, this is what I would want them to be. So I'm really proud of these leadership graduates.
Let me ask Elizabeth here, if you can slide that microphone over. How did you... How did the leadership class pick this particular project to help Glade Run Adventures?
Well, it really was a difficult decision because we received a lot of great proposals to consider. But it was the work that Glade Run Adventures does with children that have... emotional challenges, physical challenges, that I think really touched the heart of everyone in our class. When they came and spoke to us about how these programs transform lives and how they can be so individualized to the child, and how they make such an impact. I think each of us could look at the relationships we have, the people in our lives, and could see someone that we knew that could be touched by this type of program. I think for all of us, we gravitated towards this project, and that was
why. It was a unanimous vote. They had quite a few presentations. One of the interesting little tidbits here is that after the class had selected their project, one of the participants, he said, my daughter is special needs, and she has been in the equestrian programs, but I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want that to, you know, sway your decision. And then another person in the class, she said, my granddaughter has special needs, and she has benefited from the equestrian program. So it was nice that they abstained from commenting, but they were personally touched by the equestrian program. So.
I've read a little bit about, to use your word, Elizabeth, equine therapy, and it amazes me how this can help people in certain situations, being able to get on a horse, and obviously for these kids at Glade Run, it's under great supervision, but very therapeutic for them.
Yeah, Glade Run has told us that when they do their therapeutic riding programs specifically, their staff has a minimum of 15 years of equestrian training, and they all have very specific and special certifications that allow them to provide that type of training. And when they create a program for equine-assisted learning for the students that they serve, as I mentioned, it's very individualized, and they know that this type of program helps the student or individual better understand their beliefs, their life circumstances, their challenges, their relationships. So it really is transformative to the individual.
Well, it's a great project that you've chosen. I'd be anxious to see it come to fruition.
We are too.
It's a very sophisticated form of pet therapy. Mm-hmm. And we're all fans. Those of you who are pet lovers know what it's like when you go home and your dog is there and just loves you.
Yeah.
And you pet it. And the horses do that to these autistic children. They absorb the anxiety from them. And it's just a miracle. So
that's the thing. The two things that I've read about, dogs and horses, are the ones that are, those are the animals that can somehow perceive, the difficulties that a person may have.
So. Yeah.
What about leadership, Butler County, next year's class? Are you full up? Do you have any spaces open?
I hate to say, but the class is full. Now, some people have not sent their applications in yet. There's a promised seat for them. If I don't get their application, then they'll be taken out and somebody else on the waiting list. But the success of the program is just unbelievable. I meet with other leadership programs around the state of Pennsylvania. They have a hard time getting 10 or a dozen people. We get 24 consistently, and this year I have a waiting list that almost is filling up the class of 2021.
Wow.
Now, I only get my kids for three more sessions. This Friday they have a session, which is on presentation skills. That's always fun. And then they have Southern Butler County Day and then Northern Butler County Day. And then their graduation is Tuesday, September 10th at Slippery Rock. And that's the night of the Chamber Annual Dinner where we will be announcing our two Chamber champions, Business Champion and the William A. Morgan. So,
three members of the current leadership Butler County class visiting with us today. We thank them for stopping in and sharing this information with us. Seth Prentice from Armstrong, Jordan Grady from the Alliance for Nonprofit Resources, and Elizabeth Short from the Butler YWCA. And Stan, of course, always good to see you as well.
Elizabeth's going to be going to a national convention.
Where are you going?
I am. I'm going to D.C. for YWCA USA's national convention tomorrow.
Really?
Yes.
The nation's capital.
Yes, and we'll be spending a day on the Hill on Thursday.
It's been a while since I've been to Washington, D.C. I was thinking about that earlier this year. I've got to go down there. I love, as you're driving in, when you can first see the Washington Monument, that's the first thing you can see.
It is incredible, isn't it?
Miles and miles away, and you know you're close.
It's impressive, yeah.
Well, Godspeed. Safe trip to you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Coming up on tomorrow's program, among our guests, Susan Bosser, Penn State Extension. Don't forget, on Thursday, it's an Ask the Lawyer Day. We're going to be focusing specifically on Social Security issues and Social Security benefits.
Oh, I better listen.
And then on Friday, I hope you can be with us. We're doing a special program on the 75th anniversary of D-Day on Friday. Thanks for being with us today, and enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. I'm Dave Mawarkey. We'll see you tomorrow on It's Your Turn at 12:30.
I was watching.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Mawarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Mawarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.